Well, that's miserable when everything is right and you can't get it right.
Yeah.
What did you call these times that you cut your hay?
Now, what do you mean?
Well, you get your first cutting, and then what comes next?
Well, the second cutting.
In parts of Pennsylvania, they call it second cutting the rowan.
Oh, no.
We're going to cut the rowan.
No, we're going to get our second cutting. Second cutting, and you know, the first cutting, they usually is favored when they go to buy.
Uh-huh.
They want the first cutting. Whether it's richer in something or not, but then they favor the first cutting. Or else the last cutting. I'm afraid we won't have but three cuttings this year.
In the early days, how did you handle your wheat? You ran the binder, or did you use it? Was it cut by hand?
No, we didn't. We ran the binder. As early as I can remember, we had the binder.
That would throw out bundles?
I throw out bundles, and then we shock the bundles, and then they stack the bundles in stacks, and then the old steam thrasher would come around through the neighborhood, you know, and thrash it.
How many bundles to a stack, remember?
To a shock?
Yeah, to a shock.
Eight or ten bundles to a shock. Mm-hmm. And then they'd stack them, you see.
Did other people around here take corn and shock that up?
No. I've heard my father tell it. They did that way in Missouri before, when he was a boy. They'd always shock their corn, then they'd gather it out of the, they call it fodder, you know.
Uh-huh. Just shock it into,
yeah.
What did they call the thing they shocked it into?
I forgot, it was in a log, it was a big log, something. They put all the shocks together, you know.
Uh-huh.
What they called it, mow or what?
Uh-huh.
Then they would chuck out that corn as they needed it, you see. But then we never did that way in Oklahoma. We always raised lots of corn, and we'd shuck it out of the field, you know, and
uh-huh.
Either crib it or sell it.
Gee, that takes a lot of nitrogen, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
About how much grain could you get here when the soil was new?
Well, you know, we didn't get as many bushels to acre as I do now.
Huh.
Isn't that strange?
You didn't fertilize.
No, we didn't fertilize. They planted closer together now in the row,
uh-huh.
And fertilizing.
Uh-huh. I talked to some people, and they said they got as high as 50 bushels in some of the early
crops. Yes, but then we get 80 bushel now. I've got 80 or 90 bushel here on my field.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's magnificent.
We have good bottom land here.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. I think now they plant same way with cotton. You know, we used to have our stalks about this far apart. Now they don't thin it with the hole. We thin it, you know.
You just let it grow and pour on the fertilizer, huh?
Yeah. But however, I haven't used very much fertilizer. We fertilized this one field of alfalfa, and we never fertilized this one. They haven't fertilized any of my corn so far.
Hmm.
Only when they plant it. Yeah, oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you fertilize when you plant it, yes.
I guess some of this new seed comes ready fertilized too, doesn't
it? No, it's hybrid seed treated, you see. We used to select our seed corn, and now
uh-huh.
We buy hybrid corn.